Welcome to a world where powerful champions of good protected humanity from dark forces of evil. A world where good triumphed over evil, leaving the remaining superheroes and supervillains with, well, not much to do, actually. These are the stories of extraordinary people with extraordinary abilities, leading ordinary lives among the humans they once protected or threatened, as they all find themselves in superhuman times. Join us now as Prometheus Radio Theater presents Episode 1 of the Superhuman Times story, Risk Management.
This week in the Superhuman Times, Natalia Zone. Her greatest trick was turning herself from the phenomenon's top sorceress into a world-class security expert. What's she got up her sleeve to protect a collection of magical artifacts as they begin their world tour? It's all in the Superhuman Times, where everyone's story is a story for our times. On sale now!
That's Natalia Zone.
Remember when she was in the phenomenon?
She's still so beautiful, you'd never know she was.
Can we meet
Ladies
her?
And gentlemen, please, this gallery is closed while Miss Zone helps us prepare for the next exhibition. Please move along so that we may continue and enjoy the rest of the museum. Thank you. Thank you.
I apologize, Professor. I never meant to disrupt the museum.
Nonsense. The more people who know the exhibit is under your protection, the better I feel.
We appreciate your confidence, Professor Keller. It's important that the public know we are here to supplement the museum's security measures, not replace them.
Not to worry. From what I've seen, your daughter and Mr. Bradford have seamlessly integrated your measures into our existing...
Professor Keller and Natalia Tazone, please report to the security office. Professor Keller and Natalia Tazone, please report to the security office.
I hope you didn't speak too soon, Professor.
I don't care if you surround the building with leprechauns armed with Uzis. I'm not cutting back on my staff.
I'm not suggesting you fire them, Mr. Bradford. I'm just saying that you can reallocate them to other galleries. Maybe give some of them the night off from your iron-fisted regime.
I'm not iron... Stop looking at me. Those colorless eyes of yours creep me out.
Oh, it's just like looking into a pair of little mirrors that can look into someone's soul, if they have one.
Listen!
Did you page us, Bradford?
Professor, Miss Zone thinks we don't need human security for the gypsy exhibit.
Romany, not...
Not gypsy. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not a scholar.
Violetta, is this true?
It's true, Mama. He's no scholar.
Violetta.
Mama, now that the talismans are in place, I don't know why the museum should waste its resources guarding something that, well, that no one can break into.
You mean why spend money on lifeboats for everyone when we know the Titanic is unsinkable?
Point taken, Mama.
Mr. Bradford, Professor, please excuse my daughter's passion. The arrangements we've made for the exhibition are of her design.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's kind of my first solo flight.
No kidding.
Not entirely solo. Her co-pilot just hasn't arrived yet. But I can't wait until she does.
Bradford? Who? I guess we should. We'll come down to the gallery.
Who's here, Miss Zone's co-pilot?
Worse, our benefactor.
While I understand your argument, Miss Zone, I must concur with Bradford about the guards. We want all the protection we can give to these artifacts.
Yes, especially the spell books.
Mackenzie, this gallery is closed. You can look at your book anytime you want after the exhibit's over.
Check the sign in the foyer. This exhibition made possible by... topping a list of the less endowed donors, Everett Mackenzie.
Patron of the arts.
I just wanted to see how well my volume was being protected by the renowned Natalia Zone. We meet at last.
What do you mean, your volume, Mr. Mackenzie?
He provides substantial funding to various museum expeditions in exchange for ownership of key artifacts that they recover. In this case, the large spellbook in the center display.
Once they've been properly shared with the public, of course.
Won't even let this one go on the tour.
Mackenzie, I knew I recognized your name. You loaned some Impressionist paintings to the Sayer Museum in Connecticut a few years ago. They were stolen while...
Yes, but I have no such fears this time.
Indeed, you've arrived just in time to watch Violetta demonstrate how...
I know, Mama, I know I'm late.
Holy...
But Mr. Jacoby wasn't happy with the dimension we picked, so I jumped us to another one he liked better. And he wanted to thank me, so he insisted on taking me out to this restaurant with really good Thai. Then we saw this club just across the street, and, well, since you said the government wanted to keep him happy until he testified, I... Well, he's happy and asleep, finally.
Gentlemen, my other daughter, Nicoletta.
The one who lives. Did I miss Vi explaining how everything works?
No.
My timing sucks.
If you'll all follow me over to one of the display pedestals. Mr. Bradford's basic security plan for the exhibition was already quite extensive. Infrared beams, pressure sensors...
Real-life guards?
And more than adequate to deter any kind of human theft. But as many of these pieces are magical in nature, like Mr. Mackenzie's spellbook here, I wanted to add a layer of security that would protect them against theft by superhuman or non-human entities. Each book now rests on top of a talisman, a charmed amulet that in turn rests flat on top of each pedestal.
That's it?
Try and take the book, Mr. Bradford.
Won't that set off the alarms?
They're down for now, Professor, so I... Huh.
Mungo impressed?
Effectively, the magic of the talisman preserves each item within its own transparent safe, making it visible yet inaccessible.
Inaccessible to everyone but the spellcaster, that is. The talismans recognize genetic codes.
Remarkable.
I'm very impressed.
She's also available for kids' parties.
Speaking of availability, Ms. Zone, I had an ulterior motive for coming here today. A business motive. I hoped we could discuss it over dinner this evening.
You flatter me, Mr. Mackenzie, but between...
Mama!
Between the museum and other clients, we've been quite busy lately, and I'm afraid my evenings are filled with paperwork for...
Mama, go!
For
I
the
can...
immediate future. I'm sorry.
If you won't accept my invitation, at least accept my card. If you change your mind, please let me know.
I will.
She won't.
No one was injured, but property damage was estimated at $3 million. When we return with more of 13 News this morning...
I won't be conscious.
I know what you mean, Vi. After all that dimension hopping with Jacoby yesterday, I needed a good night's sleep myself.
Must be exhausting, running the witness seduction program.
Cute. Any coffee left?
Yeah.
So what kept you up?
Couldn't stop worrying about the exhibition, the security, Mama.
She ever talk to you after dinner?
Last time I saw her was when she closed the door to the office, in our faces.
Guess she knew we'd want to nag her about that guy's dinner invitation. When is she gonna...
Good morning.
Morning, Mama.
Get a lot of work done last night, Mama?
Did I just hear you take an interest in the business, Nicoletta? I am stunned.
No, I was just wondering if you had one of Vi's talismans jammed up your butt. Not only did you shut us out all night, but you threw up a charm-proof shield against that rich-looking guy at the museum, whoever he was.
Had you arrived on time yesterday, you would know who he was.
Hey, you said Charles, that is Mr. Jacoby, was an important witness and that we needed to keep him happy.
Comfortable. I said comfortable. I did not say take him out dining, dancing, and God only knows with you.
I know.
And you, Violetta, your arrogance toward Mr. Bradford yesterday could have cost us this assignment.
What arrogance?
You tried to imply that his staff couldn't handle the exhibit so that you would look better. To yourself, you lack confidence.
She's right, kid sis.
And you lack commitment.
Hey!
Traipsing across dimensions when you should have been at your sister's side, this is how you two show me you're ready to run the business? Is it any wonder I have to stay up nights doing everything myself? What?
We don't wonder, Mama.
That's why we asked you to give us this case.
I don't understand.
When was the last time you saw a movie in a theater?
Or had dinner in a restaurant?
For fun, not business.
With people, not clients.
With a man.
Don't push it.
Make your point.
You've made a lot of sacrifices for us since Papa vanished, and we love you for it. But when he disappeared, so did you, into the agency.
And we know the only way you'll come out of seclusion...
I am not in seclusion.
...is if we prove that you can trust us with the business. With that much at stake, can you blame Vi for being nervous?
The business line. That number in the display is the museum's.
Should I take it?
I'll put it on speaker. Zone Defense Security, this is Natalia. May I...
Miss Zone, this is Albert Keller at the museum. Something terrible has happened. One of the volumes from the exhibit... It's been stolen.
Prometheus Radio Theater has presented Episode 1 of the Superhuman Times story, Risk Management. Written by Lance Woods and starring Renee Wilson as Natalia Zone, Stephen H. Wilson as Professor Keller, Paige Strelan-Center as Violetta Zone, Heather Mickelson as Nicoletta Zone, Eli Center as Security Chief Bradford, and Scott D. Farquhar as Everett McKenzie. Superhuman Times is created by Lance Woods. Risk Management was directed by Stephen H. Wilson and produced by Cindy Woods. This is June Swords for Prometheus Radio Theater.